Blog Talk Radio.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. And welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is the King and Jesus Christ is the Lord. I'm your host on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda, bringing you greetings from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We thank you for being here with us on this morning and every morning. Amen. We want to continue where we left off yesterday. We had a power outage right in the middle. Well, it wasn't exactly in the middle, but we had not completed our teaching on prayer power, looking at the life of Abraham. And so we want to begin there and do a recap, amen, and finish our presentation. Amen and amen. I want to begin reading in your hearing out of the book of Genesis, chapter number 18, verse number 17. And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do? And the Lord said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it which has come unto me. And if not, I will know. And the men turned their faces from thence and went towards Sodom. But Abraham stood yet before the Lord. And Abraham drew near and said, will thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Preventure, there be 50 righteous within the city. Will thou also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein? That be far from thee to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and that the righteous should be as the wicked. That be far from thee. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? And the Lord said, if I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sakes. And Abraham answered and said, behold, now I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord, which am but dust and ashes. Preventure, there shall lack 5 of the 50 righteous. Will thou destroy all the city for lack of 5? And he said, if I find 45, I will not destroy it. And he spake unto him yet again and said, preventure, there shall be 40 found there. And he said, I will not do it for 40's sake. And he said unto him, oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak. Preventure, there shall 30 be found there. And he said, I will not do it if I find 30 there. And he said, behold, now I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord. Preventure, there shall be 20 found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 20's sake. And he said, oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak yet but this once. Preventure, 10 shall be found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 10's sake. And the Lord went his way as soon as he had left communing with Abraham, and Abraham returned unto his place. Amen. And we want to thank God, amen, for the reading, amen, of God's word, amen, the blessed word of God, amen, the eternal word of God, the word of God, amen, that never returns unto the Lord void, but always accomplish its mission. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. So, beloved, amen. We want to thank God, amen, for this intercessory prayer. Glory be to God. The ministry of intercession is a very high calling. is a very high calling. Do not take it lightly. Amen. Don't allow the devil to laugh at you. Don't allow people to laugh at you. Don't get bored with it. Don't let people tell you that you need to get a life. Matter of fact, when you are an intercessor, you are living the highest life. When you, as a prayer intercessor, your calling in life is higher than the president of your country. Glory be to God. The top officials in your country. Glory be to God. When you are an intercessor, glory be to God. You're just sitting on, it's a very high calling. You, matter of fact, there is no higher calling in the ministry of intercession. Amen. So we thank God. We thank God that God, amen, has placed in you and seen in you. Glory be to God. And you exhibit the qualities, amen, to serve as a prayer intercessor, consistent in prayer, earnest in prayer. Glory be to God, huh? And allowing prayer to change you. Why? Because the more we pray, the more, the less selfless we become, beloved. The more we pray, the more committed we become, the more dedicated we become. Persistence, courage, boldness, all of these fine qualities are fine-tuned in us as we become very, very, very consistent. Praying without ceasing, praying, 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 yesterday, today, and intend to pray tomorrow. Amen. Glory be to God. Why? Because God is in need of us, beloved, and somebody has to stand in the gap. Can you imagine what this world would be like right now? And we know it's a bunch of ruckus going on around us. When we look and see what's going on in the political field, when we see what's going on in our communities and in our homes, we know it's a bunch of ruckus going on, but can you imagine what this world would be like if God's people were not praying, were not praying? 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, if my people called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear, and hear, then will I answer, and then will I heal the land. What is God saying here? I respond to the prayers of the intercessor. God needs somebody to pray his will. God needs somebody to stand in the gap. Glory be to God. Not just in your family. Of course, it begins there. Amen. And in our individual lives. Well, because let me tell you something. I would not allow anybody to pray for me more than I pray for me. If somebody else is praying for you more than you pray for you, then that has to change eventually. Now, that has to change. There may be moments when that happens, but, beloved, nobody should be praying for you harder than you pray for you. Glory be to God. Standing in the gap for our families. Let me tell you something. It's nothing like family. God put family together. Family is a God's idea. That's God's idea. God put family together before he put the church together. When he put Adam and Eve together and he gave Adam a helpmeet, God was putting family. He was establishing family. See? But there was also trouble in the family, starting with the first family. Can you imagine? The very first family and the brother commits murder. The very first family. Glory be to God. In the beginning, glory. Homosexuality isn't new, beloved. Homosexuality isn't new. They was trying to rape the angels in Sodom and Gomorrah. This is the conversation here that God had with Abraham. Can you imagine? The men so horny and lustful and nasty, the men trying to rape the angels. So beloved, all this here is not new. See? But here he is. In the beginning, Abraham, amen, talking to Abraham, glory be to God, about standing in the gap from the get-go, from the beginning. It was necessary. Somebody has to stand in the gap for your church. You can't believe everything on the pastor and the leaders of your church. Thank God for the prayer intercessors. Stand in a gap and hold up the church and hold up the ministers and hold up the laymen and hold up, amen, the parishioners and hold everybody up. Glory be to God. I'm constantly, every day, matter of fact, I have to go out today and buy some new books and stuff. You know, hey, will you pray for so-and-so? So-and-so, the cancer came back. That's the text message I got last night. I don't know the lady. This is her name. And please pray, please pray. I'm getting prayer. I get prayer requests all the time. I'm sure some of you do too, and you get a reputation for being a prayer warrior. We don't go back and tell them people to pray for themselves. And I'm sure they are, but some of them are discouraged, oppressed, depressed. Nobody wants to die. Everybody want to go to heaven, but ain't nobody in no rush to die. We want to stay here, enjoy life, enjoy family, grandchildren, whatever you got going. Don't nobody want to die, but somebody has to stand in the gap and pray. And I truly believe, beloved, that some bad things happen to some people because some people don't have nobody praying for them. A friend of mine years ago, this was even before, amen, I became a full-time in ministry, before I came committed years ago when I was in my 20s. I never forget, glory be to God, and I was working with a young girl, can't even remember her name right now. It'll come to me. And so we had heard some bad news about an individual. And she said, it's a shame that he didn't have nobody praying for him. But you know what? That stood out with me. I always remembered that. Glory be to God. I always remember that. What about the people that don't have? You know, thank God for your prayer, mama. Thank God for your praying pastor. Thank God for your praying neighbor. And so a lot of us, my neighbor up the street, Caucasian man, amen, and when I'm coming past, we'll stop and just, I'll just speak a couple words to him. And he said, you know, I pray for you every day. He said, from the day that you told me that you was going to have that brain aneurysm, he said, I've been praying for you every day. Isn't that beautiful? We have people praying for us. We don't know who's praying for us. But what about the people who don't have anybody praying for them? Well, maybe that's where you need to step in, beloved. When you hear bad news, amen, pray. When you hear somebody did something they weren't supposed to do, pray. Pray. Pray for the ones that look like they're doing good. Pray for the ones that don't look like. Just pray. Why? Because God needs somebody to stand in the gap. Ezekiel 22 and 30. And I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none. If you are a prayer intercessor, if you desire to be, or if you think you might be one, hallelujah, even if you think you're not one, take Ezekiel 22:30 to heart. Meditate on it. Maybe God is calling you deeper. Maybe God is counting on you. Amen, to pray. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, we see the responsibility is a serious responsibility. We can't take it lightly. I mean, we treat, amen, this as if you was reporting to work, as if you had a job to do. As if you was going about to get paid for this thing. The truth of the matter is you're going to get paid in ways that you might not even fathom. Why? Because the destiny of many people depends on the role and the faithfulness of the intercessor. I was reading about the story of Billy Graham, and we know that God really, my God, used evangelists. He never even called himself pastor. He just... He wasn't even wrapped up on titles. I think he called himself Evangelist Billy Graham. I think he went home to be with the Lord not that long ago. And I was reading part of his story. And he was so successful as he moved from city to city and state to state. And when he had that revival in New York, folks was coming to see him on their lunch hour. They packed the streets to hear this man bring forth the word of God. Many thousands on thousands and thousands of souls came to Christ at his meetings. And they asked him what was his secret in being so successful in the work of ministry. And he said that before I would take a speaking engagement, before on a city or a town or a church or a pulpit to bring forth the word of God, he said he had a team of prayer intercessors. They prayed. They prayed for that city before he got there. They prayed for that church before he got there. They prayed for that town before he got there. That situation was soaked and immersed in prayer by the sincere, earnest prayer of the prayer intercessor. Standing in the gap, glory be, making up the hedge, prayer power, and look how God responded. Beloved, nothing can be done without prayer. You're wasting your time. Aren't you tired by now? This is why he told us to pray and keep on praying. Pray one more prayer. Pray one more prayer. Pray without ceasing. There's always something to pray for. You just can't just pray for you and your family and nobody else alone. That's very selfish. The only family you praying for is you. The only children you praying for is your children. Like you the only one with issues. That's selfish. Like you're the only one with health problems and money problems. There's people all around you. Go to the hospital. Walk up and down the hospice. Glory be to God. Look around, saints. Turn your TV on if you can bear 30 minutes. And see the souls aching and breaking down in grief. The bad news, my heart broke, amen. And I saw the woman, amen, whose husband was one of the firemen who died on the ship that's still burning. And she cried so hard, I wanted to cry with her. You gonna tell me there's nobody to pray for? You ain't got nothing to do? You bored? You bored? Get on your knees and pray. You ain't got nothing to do? Get on your knees and pray. Your knees bad? Sit in your chair and pray. Stand up and pray. Go in your secret closet and pray. Somebody's hurting. Some mother right now is hurting. She just lost her son. She just lost her daughter. Lost her husband. Got bad news. Huh? Feel somebody else's pain for a chance. We always want other people to feel our pain. Why don't you feel somebody else? A prayer intercessor feels the pain of others. And they stand in the gap as if they were the one afflicted. They were the one in grief. They were the one in turmoil. And they intercede earnestly. And it always gets God's attention. Why? Because the scripture says he's looking for you. He said, can I find somebody to stand in the gap? Can I find somebody who truly loves the agape love? You're not praying to collect an offering. You're not praying for get name recognition. No, don't nobody even know you prayed but you and Jesus. Glory be to God. That's what God is looking for, beloved. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because prayer power, the prayer intercessor has enormous power. You have power so great it would scare you. That's why the Lord says, if my people called by my name will humble themselves, you got to stay humble. Because guess what? If God opened your eyes to show you how much power you have with him, it would scare you. It might tempt you to become a little bit arrogant with the power that you hold, amen, with God as an intercessor. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God is looking for you. God is looking for you. Glory be to God. Constant prayer. No, I pray every Sunday. Nah. Excuse me. Don't tell nobody else that. It might be true. Please don't tell nobody else that. You got 7 days a week and you bragging that you pray one day a week for a couple minutes in church. And you can always tell the ones that come up front to pray that don't have a prayer life. Because instead of them praying on the issue, they're trying to catch up on their personal prayer life. No, you need to be already caught up. God needs to know your name. Glory be to God. You shouldn't have to be introducing yourself to the Lord. You should be well acquainted with him and him be well acquainted with you. When you're well acquainted with somebody, you don't call them up and say, hey, this is Pastor Bradford, and you know, I'm over here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry, and you know, we here 6 days, 7 days a week. No, you ain't got to do all that, because I'm with you every day, Pastor. You just call and say, hey, how you doing this morning? You ain't got to give me your name, because we have a relationship. And that's how we should be with God. You ain't coming up every time. It's been so long since you've been with God. Every time you come to God, you got to reacquaint yourself and introduce yourself. Come on now. Come on. Glory be to God. So we must be constant in prayer, earnest prayer, beloved. Intercessory prayer. Hallelujah. God is counting on you. Why? Because your prayers, amen, see, it's going to help somebody that's suffering. Your prayers is going to bring about new blessings in somebody's life. And what you do for others, God's going to make sure, amen, he do it for you. Hallelujah. Mercy. Mercy. See, so what we find out in Abraham's life, we found out in Moses' life, we found out in Daniel's life, and we found out, and it's as many examples of prayer intercessors. But the role of the intercessor is to appease the wrath of God, plead for mercy, and avert his judgment. That's our job. Because people say, well, why doesn't God judge sin? God does judge sin. God's a just God. Matter of fact, beloved, God must punish wrong. This is why he needs an intercessor. This is why he needs an intercessor to plead with him. This is why he needs an intercessor to plead with him to show mercy instead of punishing wrong. God, please give him another chance. Look how many times Moses went before God interceding for the people. Them stiff neck. Them folks were so stiff neck and hard headed. A couple places in the scripture when God was talking with Moses, God told Moses, Moses, this your people. God didn't even want to own them. He said, these your people. Oh, God was finished. He was finished. He was ready to wash his hands, baby. Oh, they was terrible. Anytime Moses came down from the mount after spending 40 days with the Lord, with the two tables of stone, with the handwriting and the finger of God, and made Moses so angry, Moses broke the stones? Oh, he was past pissed. I can't even think of the right word to express what Moses was feeling. These were stiff-necked people. These were the type of people where, you know, sometimes when your flesh gets real little rowdy, you ready to send somebody to hell? Yeah, we all been there. Huh? Because they done turned you off. But what did Moses do? Moses kept interceding. God had mercy. Well, God, what about your promise that you made to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? God, please have mercy. What was he doing? The same thing Abraham was doing here for Solomon to go on, standing in the gap. Not that they don't deserve it. Oh, no, they deserve what's coming to them. See, but God, give him another chance. God, give him another day. God, help them to see themselves. God, please don't help. God, please help them, Father. May they not die in their sin. But I know they're a little rambunctious right now, Father. But Father, help them. Please, Lord, I'm crying out to you on behalf of such and such and so. Because the truth of the matter is, beloved, you don't know how many people done did it for you. And that's why you are where you are today, amen, and on your way. Because you don't have a clue. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Prayer intercessory. Glory be to God. We also said, beloved, amen, that you cannot be an accuser of the brethren and an intercessor at the same time. Now, you got to make up your mind. Now, you going to accuse them? Ah, they just sinners. Yeah, they sinners. What else is new? You was one, too. Now, you hear people say that all the time. I'm a sinner saved by grace. No, hey, let's get it straight. Now, you're not a sinner saved by grace. Now, either you're a sinner or either you're saved by grace. Now, you one or the other. Because if you're saved by grace, you're not a sinner no more. So let's set the record straight. All right? But okay, so you hear them, you know, acting crazy? Because sinners do what sinners do. I don't know why we're surprised. They're under a different kingdom. They're under the kingdom of darkness. They're under Satan's kingdom. Satan comes to kill, to steal, and destroy. I don't know why we are surprised when we hear that sinners are doing what sinners do. This is why the Bible tells us in 1 John that if we have been born again, we do not practice sin. I didn't say you don't sin once you're saved. I say you don't practice sin because you're no longer under the kingdom of darkness. So what is our job? We can't just sit around drinking coffee, having long conversations, talking about the bad news in the community. It's draining. It's draining. Now, we can have a little conversation, a point of reference, okay, what the game plan is, what we're going to do. But just to park there and sip coffee and eat and talk for a whole hour, amen, over what's happening. The Bible says where sin doth abound, grace doth much more abound. So you see what's happening. Glory be to God. Now, beloved, amen, what are we going to do? Hallelujah. We're going to pray. Instead of sitting here talking about this craziness for 30 minutes, let's talk about it for 5 minutes and pray and intercede for the other 25 minutes. Wouldn't that be much better? Wouldn't that be much better for God to open the eyes of the sinner, open the eyes of the hurting, open the eyes, comfort their heart, come in with a remedy, send his spirit, heal their situation, show them the way. Wouldn't that be much better? And praying for 25 minutes and as an intercessor as opposed to accusing somebody for 30 minutes. And we wonder why we so mentally and spiritually drained, because you've been moving in the negative. Glory be to God. Let's come out of the darkness, beloved. God is light. And if we walk in fellowship with him, we walk in the light. Because the Bible says if you're walking in darkness, you're a liar. See, God will send us in the darkness, but not to be a part of the darkness. Come on, somebody. Glory be to God. Luke 10:2, the harvest indeed is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he send forth laborers into the harvest. That's a prayer. Pray and ask God to send folks out into the harvest. And stop running from him when he includes you. Yeah, you want him to send the pastor, which is not the pastor's job. The layman's job is supposed to pull, the layman should be pulling in, amen, the folks, amen, and then it's the leader's job to feed them when they get there. It's not the leader's job to do both. Not to say that you won't do it, amen, glory be to God, but that's how the Lord set it up. Because the Lord is very organized when we work in harmony with him. Thank God for those who will go out in the harvest. This ministry here, we support other ministries that go out on the missionary field, home and abroad. We give them we actually sow into their ministry monthly. We sow what we can. We sow what the Lord tells us to give. We might not be able to sponsor the whole trip, but we can make a contribution. Because you're going out and going over there in India, going over there in China, going with New York, wherever you're going. You need it takes money to do ministry. And y'all go over there and y'all be safe and have fun. Yeah, but what you put in their pockets? Where they supposed to stay? On the street? Hotels cost money. What they supposed to eat? Oh, yeah. What you want them to fast the whole week? Glory be to God. Put some money in their pocket so they can do the work of the Lord. The gospel is free, but it takes money to do ministry. And we want to hold back on the money. Glory be to God. We should be giving freely into the Lord's kingdom. What? Jesus had a treasure. Jesus, believe me, Jesus wouldn't have had the treasure if he didn't have but $20. You don't need no treasure to hold a $20 bill. Hello, somebody. Had so much money that he was stealing for a long time before anybody even knew when he was missing. You got more than $20. Glory be to God. James 5:19, brethren, if anyone among you wanders from the truth and someone turns him back, let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his way will save a soul from death and cover a multitude of sins. That is our job, saints. We think, you know, we're just supposed to get pretty, go to church, look cute, sit up there, sing a couple songs, maybe dance a little bit, you know. No, that ain't all to it, baby. That ain't all to it. No, it's what you do in private. Our job, beloved, amen, we have been called to pray. Pray. God needs your prayer. He needs your prayer. God could have saved you and took you straight to heaven. He could have, but he didn't. He left you here. Why? Because, amen, there was something that God needed you to do. One of our sisters came forward early this week and said, God uses our prayer to accomplish his will. Beloved, not everyone that says unto the Lord, not Jesus said, not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, is going to enter in, but he that doeth the will of the Father. But here we see in God's word, amen, that when you are serving as a prayer intercessor, you are accomplishing the will of the Father. Isn't that beautiful? Working from home. Working from home with your pajamas on. You ain't got to get dressed up. You can get dressed up if you want to get dressed up. There ain't nothing wrong with it. But all I'm saying, either way you come, because it's not what's on the outside, it's what's on the inside. There's a lot of people real cute with their designer stuff and everything, and real cute, but their heart is ugly. Huh? God is looking at your heart, baby, not the designer clothes that you're wearing. God is looking at your heart. He said, rend your heart and not your garments. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Prayer power. prayer power. God cannot do anything in the earth realm until somebody invites him. That's a whole teaching on itself, which I'm preparing. Amen. That's another theme that'll be forthcoming, beloved. Nothing is going to happen until you invite him. That's why we say, well, why won't God do this? Well, if God can do anything and God is in charge, why is this happening over here? Why is this happening over here? What happened there? And what happened? Why did them babies? What happened to them babies? And on and on and on. God cannot do anything in the earth realm until somebody invites him. Glory be to God. And beloved, that's why God gave us dominion. 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 And this places a lot of responsibility on the intercessor. Because through prayer and intercession, we allow or we disallow God to intervene in the events in the earth realm. Oh, you can disallow it too. Elijah prayed that it wouldn't rain. Elijah prayed that it wouldn't rain before he released it. You can allow and disallow. Actually have favor and power with God as a prayer intercessor. You're standing in the gap. You're the first man. You know. Remember, I was sharing with somebody when I used to work in the banks years ago. Amen. And the customers would come in, and because they were a certain influence and, you know, certain status in life, things didn't go right. Amen. They didn't deal with no middleman. They ain't deal with no middleman. They want to go straight to the top. They want an appointment with the man or the woman at the top, and they got the appointment and they got their way. See, you're the person. And this is why some religions, and they go and they confess their sins, amen, to the Pope and all that. That's a different teaching at a different time. Amen. Glory be to God. But just to know this, beloved, nobody's confessing their sins to you, although we ought to confess our sins one to another. Amen. But that is not your business. Amen. Our job is to serve as intercessors, that they will confess their sins, amen, to the person, amen, that's necessary for them to confess their sins to, which is God. And sometimes you got to go back and get things right with people. So this is where this is a little recap. This is where the electricity sort of went off on yesterday, beloved. But I come to tell you that your prayers have power to move God. Your prayers. I want you to write that down. Because that needs to sink in with somebody. Because we hear it, but we just brush over it. I want you to meditate on the depth of that, the weight of that, the reality of that, the truth of that, the power of that, that your prayers, put your name in there. Just put your name there. Don't put my name. Put your name. Your prayers. Power to move God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let me close with this scripture here. Beloved, as intercessors, we enforce the purpose for which Christ came. Why did Jesus come? To restore God's original plan of dominion to man. That's why Jesus came. Because the first Adam blew it in the garden. Okay? Satan created, it was high treason. It was a master strategy, and Satan pulled it off, and the first Adam failed. So God sent the second Adam, and his name was Jesus. Prepare me a body, lo, I come, in the volume of the book it is written of me. God's original plan, amen, glory be to God, to restore it. Jesus came to take us back to Eden. Eden is not a physical location, it's a spiritual location. This is why he said, I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. He came to take us back to Eden, baby, where we're total and complete in every area of our life, prospering as our soul prospers, being wealthy in your mind and in your body, in your relationships, in your money, everything looking good, 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 good. Your relationship with the Lord, good, 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 good. Why? Because Jesus came to restore us and take us back to Eden, that place of paradise, that fruitful life. Abide in me, my words abide in you. You ask what you will, it shall be given unto you. Baby, that's Eden. Preparing the table before you, that's Eden. Anointing your head with oil, your cup runneth over. That's Eden, baby. Owing no man nothing but the debt of love. That's Eden. Come on, somebody. That's why Jesus came. Scripture reads like this, and I close for real. Hallelujah. In your Bibles, amen. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and I'm going to begin reading in verse 24. After that, the end will come when he will turn the kingdom over to God the Father, having put down all enemies of every kind. For Christ will be king until he has defeated all his enemies, including the last enemy, death. This too must be defeated and ended. For the rule and authority over all things has been given to Christ by his Father, except, of course, Christ does not rule over the Father himself, who gave him this power to rule. When Christ has finally won the battle against all his enemies, then he, the Son of God, will put himself also under his Father's orders, so that God, who has given him the victory over everything else, will be utterly supreme. And this is the blessed word of God. Amen. For the blessed people of God. Prayer power. Prayer power. How is that power obtained with God? Through prayer. Oh, we thank God for your giving. Oh, we thank God for your giving. We thank God for your service. God thanks you for your service. He thanks you for your giving. God thanks you for everything that you do in his kingdom, because everything that you do in word and deed, do it unto the Lord. But that power, amen, is not obtained through your giving. That power is not obtained through your service. That power is obtained through your prayer life. No prayer, no power. Little prayer, little power. Much prayer, much power. Father God, we thank you for the word of God on today. We thank you. We thank you. We was interrupted on yesterday, Father. Electricity went out. We thank God. Thank you that it came back on. Thank you, Father. Father God, forgive us. Forgive us for being lazy. Forgive us for being slowful. Forgive us for trying to duck you and dodge you, Father God, because we know you're calling us higher and you're calling us deeper. Prayer intercessors. To stand in the gap, Father, for this world around us. You need a remnant of people. A remnant of people. As I heard one of the sisters repeat it, one of the pastors said, pray till you need chapstick. Just pray. I say, pray until you run out of words. And then let the Holy Spirit take over. Then you pray in the Spirit. Just pray. And then forgive us, Father, for being selfish. Forgive us for giving you 2-minute prayers We only come to you with our own personal needs and our family needs and forgetting about the world around us. We're living on the street that we live on for a purpose. Our next door neighbors are there for a purpose. You put us there, Father. You made sure that person moved the next door to us. Forgive us. Forgive us, Father, for putting everything before you, social media and entertainment and sleep and putting everything before you. Nothing is wrong with these things in and of itself, but it is when they go before you. You said, seek ye first the kingdom. You're first. Help us to give you our best and everything that we have to give. Because we only have to give what has been given unto us. So we say thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. There it is, 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 there it is. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Hallelujah for the word on today. Thank God for the word all this week. Amen. Bless the Lord. Amen. Thank God. Amen for the prayer altar. Oh, my God, this ministry is blessed. This ministry is blessed. And every other ministry is blessed. Amen. Can you imagine a church where the people wasn't praying? Glory be to God. And that's why these churches today, we thank God for the young folks. We thank God for the young folks. All right, because they're our future. All right, every church needs some young people. But let me tell you something. I knew a couple churches that had a whole bunch of young people, very impressive, and they struggling today. Church split, all type of stuff. I don't have time to get into it. Wanna know why? They didn't have no mothers and fathers in Zion there. They didn't have nobody teaching them young folks how to pray. Oh, they could sing. They could do this and do that, but wasn't nobody praying? Well, nobody praying. Thank God for the mothers and fathers of Zion. I believe every church need, amen, some grandmas and grandpas in the audience, and you need some young folks too. This is a universal call. Any church that ain't got nothing but senior citizens, all right, you in trouble. All right, because everybody going to, you know, what you going to do when everybody dies? Who going to take over? You ain't got no young folks. You ain't got no fresh blood here. So you in trouble. You ain't got nothing but old folks. But you in trouble too, amen, if you ain't got nothing but young folks. And you definitely in trouble if you ain't got no praying folks standing in the gap. Amen. We thank God for this ministry, though. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for all of those, all of you who have served, amen, on the altar this week, even with the holiday. Amen. Glory be to God. Praying, 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 praying. Praying, praying, praying. Praying, praying, praying. Thank God for our Wednesday night Bible study. Amen. Glory be to God. Some of you are being challenged. Some of you are being challenged. Amen. To go to that computer, that cell phone, and learn how to get on YouTube. All you got to do is click a link. But as Pastor Erica said, we don't want to get lost in the sauce. We know we baby boomers. We know we got to learn all this techie stuff, but we have to put forth some effort, saints. You got to put forth some efforts. Amen. Hallelujah. Because the only thing that's not going to change is God. But everything else, who sang that song? Y'all know everything must change. Nothing stays the same. Ah, glory be to God. Come on now. Come on. Come on. It's time for some progression. Amen. So we just want to thank God. Everything is good. Everything is beautiful. Saints, amen. Have a good weekend. Be safe. I don't know. Look, I keep my mask in my pocketbook. I put it on when the Lord say put it on. There is some stuff going on. It's some stuff going on. Certain places I go in, I throw my mask on. The other day I was coughing. I could feel the particles in the air. It's some stuff going on. Amen. But wherever you go, just take Jesus with you. Amen. Hallelujah. Have a good weekend. Hallelujah. If you don't get to a church building today, because some people fellowship on Saturdays or tomorrow, Sunday, amen, be okay with it, knowing that you've been in church all week, right here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom. And you know what? And you know the beautiful part about this? When we fellowship on the weekend, you're coming in full. You're coming in full. Glory be to God. Now you can bless somebody else. You can encourage somebody else because you've been eating all week. See, a lot of your brothers and sisters in the Lord, they only eat one time a week. They eat on Sundays from 11 to 1. They get that one meal a week. But you've been eating all week because you had a hearty breakfast every day this week. Come on, y'all. You coming in skipping. Hey, my God, sookie, sookie. My God, sookie, sookie. Blessed to be a blessing. Yeah, hallelujah. Enjoy your weekend. And Lord's willing, we'll be back tomorrow for our Sunday service. Amen. At 12 o'clock. Spread the word. Spread the word. Somebody can't get out. Amen. Let them know where they can get the word. Amen. Maybe they're not techie. Maybe they don't know nothing about computers or social media. Tell them you ain't got to do all that. Just call this number and put it on speaker and listen. Because there's no time and distance in the spirit. So you're going to be on the other side of the world and get the word. Faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And it'll be just the same, if not more effective, than if you were at the building. Come on, somebody. I got to go. I'm not out of time. I'm not out of words, but I'm out of time. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for everybody who has served this week. We thank you for our audience around the globe. We thank you for the word of God that have gone forth and will not return into your void. We thank you, Father God, for the Bible study, the altar prayer, everything, everything. We give you thanks, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, thank you, thank you. As we go out today, stay in the day, whatever we do today, lead us and guide us. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Father, we cancel bad news, tears and sorrow, accidents, incidents, and calamities. It will not take root. It will not prosper, and it will not come to pass. We cancel premature death. We cancel premature death, Father. Somebody appointed to die. It's not their time to die. They ain't ready to die. You ain't ready for them to die. But we know that some people can die before their time, but we cancel it. We cancel it among ourselves. We cancel it among our families. We cancel it among this ministry. We cancel it among our neighborhoods. We cancel it. In Jesus' name, we thank you. And in Jesus' name, we pray. We seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, by the spirit. We cast it at the feet of Jesus. Decree and declare, declare and decree. It cannot, it will not, and it shall not be broken. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Amen. Amen. I love you. Thank you for praying for me. Shoot, I ain't crazy. I know y'all praying for me. Glory, I know y'all praying for me. I come to this ministry sometimes. Y'all feel my vibes. Y'all know me. Y'all know mama. They say, wait a minute, something, Pastor Bradford ain't sounding right. See? And what do? Y'all don't get on Facebook and start talking about it. Y'all go in your secret closet and pray for me. See, because I feel the promotion. I said, oh, I'm being bumped up. Yeah, somebody praying. I said, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for my brothers and sisters in the Lord. I love y'all. Amen. Hallelujah. Have a good weekend. Amen. See you tomorrow and then right back here. Amen. On the beginning of next week. Blessings on blessings on blessings. Amen.
You called my name and I kept on running. I would hide when I heard you coming. Didn't wanna fit you in my time. Thought life without you I would be fine. So because I didn't listen, you broke me down to get my attention. Now I see there was no other way. So I stand right here with these words to say. Lord, I'll go. If you need me, Lord, I'm sure to follow. Just say so. Thank God. come sometimes when I feel I'm not worthy.